Agenda item number five, discussion and possible action on Lake Whitney reallocation study with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers by Brad Brunette, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
So with this item, we actually are, it's an action item, and we're going to be requesting authorization from you guys to submit a letter of intent to the Corps to begin a reallocation study at Lake Whitney. Just real quick, a map to orient yourselves. Lake Whitney is just right next door to Lake Aquila. Ironically, it's maybe 7 miles away. The crow flies just to the west of Lake Aquila. It's on the main stem of the Brazos. It was built in the 1950s. But interestingly, BRA didn't obtain our contract with the Corps or our water right permit from the state until the 1980s. And you guys have all seen this on our cylinder chart that we only have a small amount of the storage there. It's about 9% of the total storage in Lake Whitney, or the total conservation pool and dead pool storage is permitted to BRA. The rest of the storage is used for hydropower generation, and it's controlled by the Southwest Power Administration. And they're a federal agency that controls hydropower storage at Corps of Engineers reservoirs across the country. And then the Southwest Power Administration contracts locally with the Brazos Electric Power Cooperative for the power there at Lake Whitney from that hydro. It's interesting, though, that in kind of doing some more research on this project, that I think we, BRA, ended up with the storage that we have in Lake Whitney today as a result of some type of reallocation assessment back in the 1970s. Don't know why we didn't get more then, but that's the way that it ended up. So this is a similar graphic to what you saw with Aaron's. The flood pool at Lake Whitney is from elevation 533 up to 571, and it's very, very large, holds almost 1.4 million acre feet of flood water. And just for trivia purposes, that would hold 2 possum kingdoms and 2 granberries and still have some room left over.
And we are not suggesting releasing water out of those reservoirs to store in this reservoir.
Just an example for perspective. The conservation pool at Lake Whitney is in the 13 feet between elevation 520 and 533. And that space, that 13 feet of space, holds about 233,500 acre feet. And that's where our 50,000 acre feet is. So we have 22% of that space, which is about 50,000 acre feet. And the power company, or Southwest Power, has 78%, which is about 180,000 acre feet. And then below elevation 520, you see the powerhead pool. There's a lot of water in that portion of the reservoir. It's 321,000 acre feet of storage there. And that's essentially referred to as the dead pool or the powerhead pool. And the purpose of that is just to provide elevation for the generation so that it's efficient. So it's essentially just propping up the water above it for hydropower generation. So there's a lot of water in Lake Whitney that's not permitted for water supply. Historically, the hydropower operations there have kind of been independent of water supply. And so in other words, the power companies, if you look back, you know, 5 to 10 years ago and even prior to that, a lot of times what happens is when we get in the summertime, we're having really hot weather like we've had this summer, you'll see them turn those generators on for 3 or 4 hours every afternoon. And so that's putting water in the river downstream. It's not coming from BRA's water, but it's water in the river downstream that water right holders, which some of our customers are, have access to. And so there's been a lot of times historically where it's kind of coincidental, but the timing of those hydropower releases, because they happen in the summertime, kind of lines up when a lot of the times when the water is needed downstream. But that's not always the case, and we've had times where they've generated quite a bit of hydropower when there was already a lot of water in the river, and so you're essentially losing the water supply benefit there. And then conversely, what we've seen this summer in particular, and I think it has to do with the fact that with energy deregulation a number of years ago, and particularly with the wind and the solar energy, there's not the need for that instantaneous peaking that those hydropower facilities can provide that there used to be. And this year, as hot and dry as it's been, they've only generated for electricity 4 times all summer. And if you would, you know, if this was 2005, they would be generating every afternoon a little bit. And so, you know, I'm not an expert in the power industry, but I think it's some combination of the wind and the solar energy and just different times and different operations where they're just not using it. And consequently, this summer we've had a lot less water in the river downstream, and that's required us to make releases from our storage for some of our customers' needs that we might not have had to have done otherwise. The storage allocations here at Lake Whitney really haven't been looked at since the 1970s, and because it's been so long and because we're seeing such a change with regard to how the hydro is operated, we think that the time is really right now to evaluate it. We've been working with the Corps to initiate a reallocation study here for about 5 to 10 years. We've been talking with them about it. We actually worked with them in 2014. They prepared what they called an initial appraisal report, which basically just kind of laid the foundation or the groundwork for what this reallocation study might look like going forward, what alternatives might be evaluated. But that was done in 2014. And since that time, we've been submitting letters to the Corps every year requesting federal authorization for the study and requesting funding. But we really haven't had any luck with that. There hasn't been a new start associated with it in any of the legislative process, and there hasn't been any funding provided for it. Interestingly, over the last couple of years, one of our Lower Basin water customers, Gulf Coast Water Authority, has gotten very involved with this project, and they're excited about wanting to see it move forward. And so they've been working with us and assisting us in some of the discussions with the Corps and even up at the headquarters with some of the elected officials in Washington. But again, so far, we haven't had any luck until here fairly recently, maybe 6 months or so ago. The Corps of Engineers previously had been telling us that we needed a legislative action to actually get started. Well, what they're telling us now is that we can actually do this study under that Middle Brazos feasibility study, the same authorization that we did the Aquila study that Aaron just talked about. We could use that authorization for the study, but there's no money for it. So it would have to be, you know, 100% funded by BRA. Oh, and one other point, I should have said this earlier. It's what we're talking about here, reallocation at Whitney, is going to be very different, in my opinion, than what we looked at Aquila. Here, I think as far as alternatives go, we'll have to actually look at some level of flood pool reallocation. But I really don't think that's feasible. I don't think that's going to happen there because around Lake Whitney, there's so much core parks and property and marinas and things. I think it's really cost prohibitive. And also the loss of flood control there, I think, would be a bigger hurdle to overcome than at Lake Aquila. So what I really think this study ends up coming down to is look at reallocating the use of this space right here and potentially the use of this space down here.
Existing water.
So. Yeah, and so I don't know how it will turn out, but I think that's the most likely option, that we wouldn't have a new normal lake elevation. We would just have some different rules and policies in place for how that water supply is used below elevation 533.
So, Greg, have we talked to some of our legislators about helping us with that?
Yes, we have, and that was.
And that's not a priority for them?
We have in the past, but we're getting some traction now, and that was one of the things that Matt and I talked about with them back in March, May, when we were in D.C., the need for that water.
That's a real.
And it's, you know, it's.
That's a no-brainer for a plus for some of our legislators if they want to help.
Yes, ma'am. And the fact that Gulf Coast Water Authority is pushing also is huge. Because to do initiatives like this, we're going to have to be teamed with our customers that need this. So kudos to them for getting involved.
Yeah.
And hopefully this will generate a lot of water for them also. This is something that we've been talking about, looking at with our system customers for years, I guess going back to around 2014. So we were pleasantly surprised when the Corps approached us with the idea of moving forward with a letter of intent. So that was very positive.
Yeah, as this slide shows, this project's kind of been on the books and been thought about as far back as when the whole state water planning process started. It was evaluated as a strategy back in the first Brazos G water plan in 2001, and then most recently they updated the evaluation of it in the 2016 plan as well. And when you're talking about regional planning, they have to plan for so many areas and so many projects. They don't do a lot of detailed planning, so it's real high level. And, you know, as a result, you know, the results you get are going to kind of be ballpark instead of real precise numbers. But in the 2016 Brazos G plan, they looked at two different options. They looked at reallocating that top 13 feet of the conservation pool all to water supply. And then they also looked at going down another 10 feet into the powerhead pool and reallocating that to water supply. And the yield increases that they came up with from those two options were 21 to 73,000 acre feet per year. So big difference from Aquila. You know, we're talking about tens of thousands of acre feet potentially resulting from a Whitney reallocation as opposed to the lower numbers that we were talking about at Lake Aquila. So the process moving forward here, again, we think that the time is right now to pursue it because, you know, the Corps has come to us with this new option to pursue it because we're seeing such change with the hydropower operations there. It just seems like now's the right time to get on this. They need us to submit a letter of intent that we will fund the study, that BRA is willing to fund the study. And right now, the Corps of Engineers has a policy in place for all of these reallocation studies that they be completed within 3 years and at a cost of $3 million or less. Now, that's kind of a slogan or a blanket kind of policy. Obviously, with Lake Aquila, it took them 10 years to get it done. Hopefully, this one wouldn't take as long. But the other thing that we're going to need to talk with them about is actually how we perform the study, because in the past, I think the Corps model has been the local sponsor pays them to do the work. And I think that's one of the reasons that the Aquila project took so long, is they physically didn't have the capability to get it done. And so I know their process has some rules in place that would allow for the sponsor to be more involved and also potentially to have consultants be involved in helping with that. And that's one of the things that as we move forward, we're going to have some discussions with the Corps on, you know, actually how we're going to conduct this study so that we can be sure we go into it as setting ourselves up as likely as we can for success. And once we submit the letter to the Corps, what they've told us is they'll have to coordinate approval with headquarters to get the authorization to prepare contract documents and those types of things. And they said that's going to take about 6 months. And then following that time period, we would execute the agreements with them to actually conduct the study. And we're anticipating coming back to the board sometime next year, whenever that would take place, once we have more definition of what the contract looks like, how much it's going to cost, who's going to do the work, and I'll some more of the details sorted out. If everything went well, we could actually begin work on this project in the latter half of 19, and I think we've got some money in the budget that you'll be looking at here shortly to actually get started with it in the latter part of next year. Any other questions? I've got a resolution here.
I just want to be clear about some of the facts you've presented. And I think you said it, but I want to be clear. The potential yield increase if on 13 and 23 feet would be 21,000 up to 73,000 acre feet. Is that the gross potential yield, or is that the benefit to the BRA?
That would be the benefit to the BRA in the context of how Brazos G analyzed it.
Okay, so this would be what would look like our 22% now.
Correct.
Even though that ratio may differ. So that's fantastic. Thank
correct.
You.
Yeah, one other thing I should mention, a key factor in this process is going to be negotiating and dealing with the Southwest Power Administration. Obviously, you know, we're looking at reallocating something that they have now that they're using for electricity. And, you know, water providers, again, across the country have kind of struggled with that, dealing with that as well. They haven't really traditionally been big supporters of reallocation projects. But nonetheless, it's something that more water providers across the country are looking at. But that, to me, that's where the difficulties will be in this one, is coming out to a negotiated solution that we can get buy-in or you know, some sort of result where their bottom line isn't negatively impacted and they can, you know, allow us to move forward.
That electricity?
Brazos Electric.
Brazos Electric, but likely Hilco buys it from them locally?
Possibly. I don't know what the relationship is down the line from Brazos Electric.
How long would it take from approval of this to actual customers using the water?
Well, if we could get this study to the point where the Aquila study is, where the Corps has authorized us to move forward, that's what we're hoping we could get done in the 3 years. You know, the Corps did it in 3 years or less. And then beyond that point, we would have to do some water right permitting work, and there would be some other, likely some mitigation stuff that the Corps is going to make us do. So I would say, realistically, probably no sooner than 5 years from now, and it might be closer to 10. It's a long process, and again, the power side of it is going to be the difficult part of it. Yes, sir.
Would this be new water? Would it become part of the CIS operating?
Yes, sir. It would become part of our permitted supply. So what we would do likely is amend our Lake Whitney water right permit, and this supply would be reflected in that Lake Whitney water right permit.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know the Aquila versus Whitney water's in a different location, but the, you know, the amount of benefit to our customers for $3 million versus what the Corps is doing to us, are the water users, Cleburne and Hillsboro out of Aquila, are they willing, I mean, we're not happy about paying that core cost. Are they willing to participate in some?
Potentially, that we've started those discussions. And Cleburne, at the last customer meeting, I think Mike McLennan and some of his folks met with the city. They've had a lot of turnover in their staff there. And so some of the new folks in their utility department don't really even know that we were doing that study. And so they were interested in learning more about it. And, you know, there's a possibility, you know, like Ms. Johnson was saying earlier, you know, it's all relative to your supply. What's the cheapest option? And it may be that at Aquila that that is long-term the best option that they have. Cleburne has some water contracted with BRA and Lake Whitney too. You know, they're really close together. But the water in Lake Whitney at that diversion point is has higher salt content. And so they have to do a lot more advanced treatment on it, which drives up the cost. And then they've got to pipe it from Lake Whitney over. So, you know, one option for Cleburne is to start using their Lake Whitney water. But, you know, that project may end up being more expensive than a reallocation at Lake Aquila. And, you know, 50 years from now, it may be that they've done both of those projects.
Brad, $3 million for the study, then what additional cost do you have? Is there any number out there? Looking at the Aquila project, we're talking about a whole lot of money after the study is approved. And
that's right. That's a good point. Yeah, the $3 million is just for the study, and there would be a bigger number. In that Brazos G water plan, where they looked at the cost, again, I mentioned a while ago that the biggest components are what the Corps calls the updated cost of storage or the benefits foregone. And so they have a process where they determine the greater of those two. And in this case, what the Region G plan determined was that the benefits foregone for the lost hydropower will probably be a greater cost than that cost of storage. And so the number that I think I remember seeing in the Region G plan was 70 million, 90 million, somewhere in that range. It's expensive, but again, if you look at it compared to Allen's Creek, it was a little bit less than Allen's Creek. And obviously quite a bit less per acre foot than Aquila, but it'll be a big number.
In the end, are we talking about coordinating with the hydropower producer, or we anticipate there will be no more hydropower produced there?
We're going to have to coordinate with them. I don't think there's any way the study moves forward without them in the room and as a part of the process. And you know, I've thought about options, you know, in addition to kind of the standard reallocating different parts of the reservoir, you know, maybe there's a scenario that comes out of this where there's just a negotiated agreement where the power company factors in the need for water into their decisions to generate. So in other words, it's not just the electrical demand, it's when there's a water demand and maybe, you know, BRA and its customers are paying the power company something to generate when we need them to generate as opposed to just when it's needed for electricity. I think those are all options that will be on the board when we go into this that could come into play.
Understand.
Any more questions?
One more, real quickly. So
this water, if it does come out of the powerhead pool, would be a much higher ratio, more like the 30% ratio instead of this, or would it still be that 13% ratio?
I don't think it would be any more than 30, but it would likely be more than what we saw at Lake Aquila.
Okay. I'll read your resolution.
Yes, sir. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to submit a letter to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers stating that the Brazos River Authority will serve as the local sponsor for a reallocation study at Lake Whitney and, subject to a successful negotiation of contract, scope of work, and project management plan documents, will fund the total cost of the study effort in an amount not to exceed $3 million.
You've heard the resolution. Is a motion to adopt?
Second.
Yeah, and second by Chris. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.